Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. Today's show, should the ULM Warhawks fly to a cozier nest? This is the second portion of a discussion concerning the smallest revenue university participating in the NCAA's top athletics division in the BCS, the ULM Warhawks. As mentioned in our last post, it was reported last week that the University of Louisiana at Monroe showed a total athletic revenue of just over $15 million, with expenses amounting to $16.9 million and a deficit of almost $1.4 million for the fiscal year July of 2018 through June of 2019. With UL Monroe already at the bottom of the revenue charts for the 130 schools participating in the upper tier of college athletics, it might be a good time now to pause and reflect on matters going forward. As stated in our last post, the ULM Warhawks moved up to the NCAA's equivalent of the Big Leagues, Division I, back in 1994. The football program proudly points to a 2007 21-14 victory over a Nick Saban-coached Alabama Crimson Tide in Tuscaloosa, no less. For the entire next year, billboards adorned Interstate 20 in northern Louisiana to enjoy the Warhawks' signature football win. Alas, in the 26 years since playing up to the FBS status, though, the school's football program has fielded just one winning season, going 8-4 in 2012, and one bowl appearance during that same time. The football-loving state of Louisiana has 10 public universities playing college football, along with one more, Tulane, whose funding was not available for inclusion in this analysis. Louisiana State University, LSU, the new BCS champions of college football, brings in nearly $158 million in athletic revenue and posts a healthy profit every year. The college football program financially supports all other sports programs at LSU, men's and women's, with the exception of men's basketball and baseball. All other sports at the university would lose money if on their own. Now at UL Monroe in northeast Louisiana, the athletic budget revenues are about 10% of LSU, and they must be tightly managed just to break even on a year-to-year basis. A review of the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics in 2017 showed that LSU fields 21 athletic teams with 465 student athletes. Now, in comparison, UL Monroe supports 17 athletic teams and 358 student athletes participating in 2017. With LSU's 10-to-1 revenue advantage over a school like UL Monroe, let's look inside the reasons for that huge financial edge. LSU's undergraduate student body is just over 25,000, but that's more than three times larger than UL Monroe at 8,000. However, the average LSU home football game attracts nearly 100,000 people, or about 400% of the school's undergrads. UL Monroe's home game average for football is about 10,000 per game, which is about 110% of the student undergrad total. Now, revenues from school athletic supporters make up a whopping 23% of LSU's annual revenues, while UL Monroe sports donors that contribute just 7% to the university's overall athletic budget. Now, there's no doubt that LSU's football success and very unique fan experience at those games have combined to be a powerhouse magnet for attracting both ticket buyers and thousands of private donors to the athletic program. And a long track record of success gives LSU a distinct advantage for the Tigers in Baton Rouge. Now let's examine the expense side of this ledger. For UL Monroe, the percentage of expenses attributable to athletic scholarships is significantly higher at 27% than LSU at 11%. The same goes for coaches' compensation. ULM is 25%, LSU 18%, as well as travel and game day cost, 18% for UL Monroe, 11% for LSU. However, LSU's behemoth pot of financial resources certainly does give the Tigers a whole lot more money to work with. All things considered, the UL Monroe Warhawks have done a terrific job both on the field and in the accounting books during their 26 years since joining the so-called big boys of the 130-team BCS group. On the other hand, the Warhawks and their fans have become accustomed to trading away up to two home football games every year for big-money road trips. ULM often becomes the homecoming opponent for larger conference opponents in trade for about $1 million in guaranteed appearance revenue to help defray the cost of the school's athletic department. In 2019, ULM's football team took to the road in successive September weeks to play at Florida State University of the ACC and a game at the Big 12's Iowa State. In 2018, the team played money games at both Texas A&M and Ole Miss of the Southeastern Conference. From 2004 to 2006, UL Monroe had a very unique home football game arrangement with the University of Arkansas. Listen to this one. After playing the Hogs in Fayetteville for 2 years in a row, the Warhawks agreed to play their 2006 single home game in Little Rock, Arkansas, where nearly 50,000 mostly Arkansas fans attended the game. Woo! Sometimes the need for money to run your athletics program can make you do things like that. After 26 years of participating in the upper division of colleges, is it time for UL Monroe to consider some other options? Prior to 1994's graduation into the world of so-called big-time athletics, ULM participated in a smaller division, formerly known as Division I AA, now known as the FCS, and was in the Southland Conference. Today's version of the Southland Conference features teams in Arkansas, Texas, and several teams within the state of Louisiana. The university's athletics program, then known as Northeast Louisiana State University, had some great success participating in the smaller college division. The 1987 NLU football team, which featured a future NFL quarterback by the name of Stan Humphries, won the national championship. The only negative would be a step down in college football competition. ULM would no longer be playing for a traditional bowl game after the regular football season. However, the cost of playing in many of today's lower-tier college football bowl games may exceed the revenues that you pick up. Quite often, college football bowl games lose money for the athletic departments due to the cost of travel, hotel, food, and the bowl's requirement that you have to purchase a minimum number of tickets. In football, the bigger opportunity for ULM in the Southland Conference of today would be to compete annually for championships and the chance to enter the 16-team FCS playoffs. Now, two members of the Southland Conference, Nicholls State and Central Arkansas, participated in the 2019 FCS playoffs. That's two teams out of the 16-team field. Not too bad. With the exception of football, the Southland Conference plays for the same postseason NCAA championships, like in basketball, the March Madness, and the NCAA's annual baseball tournament in Omaha, as ULM currently plays for as a member of the Sun Belt Conference today. A reduction in travel geography alone could save the Warhawks a lot of money in all of their sports programs. The return to playing in-state rivals such as Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, Southeastern Louisiana in Hammond, and Nicholls State in Thibodaux could spark more local fan interest in all of UL Monroe's athletic programs again. Fans of both schools would just be hours away instead of playing football games and other athletic contests as far away as North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida in the Sun Belt Conference. The bigger issue in northern Louisiana is the perception of ULM continuing to play college football at the same level as their I-20 rivals at Louisiana Tech. These two schools were both members of the Southland Conference for many years through the 1980s. But then in 1989, Louisiana Tech decided to move up into the upper division of football and other sports. The Bulldogs, who, by the way, have appeared in 9 bowl games since 1989, have not played UL Monroe in football on a regular basis, their last meeting coming in the year 2000. The Ruston-based school's administration, and more likely its biggest financial benefactors, apparently believe that there is now little to be gained by renewing their football rivalry with the school located just 30 miles to the east in Monroe. So for UL Monroe, the downside of returning to the smaller division FCS would be the perceived so-called loss to rival Louisiana Tech for North Louisiana's football superiority. In reality, the students and alumni at ULM might be rejuvenated with a return to playing football for championships again, and against some familiar state schools and rivals located within a reasonable driving distance of Monroe, Louisiana. Based on the size of the university's undergraduate student base, its limited financial resources, and a very loyal fan base which might just be tired of losing, It might be the right time for ULM's Warhawks to soar into the skies in search of a more familiar home to nest in again. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? And should I stay or should I go?